Fallout from the college admissions scandal continues. Actress Lori Loughlin has been dropped from the TV program Garage Sale Mysteries, and her daughter has lost a sponsorship with the Sephora cosmetics chain. Meanwhile, the scandal is rocking the foundation of higher ed. What should the universities involved be saying or doing? We're joined now by Michael Meslansky, corporate communication strategist and CEO of Meslansky & Partners in New York City. Michael, your initial reaction?
Well, I think I thought what many people thought, which is, wow, it doesn't sound that far off from what we might expect from universities these days.
All right, so then let's imagine that Yale, Georgetown, Southern Cal, Stanford come to you and say, fix this. What do we do, Michael?
Well, so I think, you know, the first thing is recognizing where the public is on an issue like this. And so the reaction like the one that I just said comes about because people out there have heard many, many narratives over time about the way the university admissions process occurs. And the first thing that you really need to understand if you're going to respond to a situation like this is, does this tap into an existing narrative that people have about you, or is this something brand new? In this case, I think people feel like it exists. It makes it that much harder to respond. And the question that many universities were facing is, okay, do we respond or do we say nothing? And if we're going to respond, what's the nature of that response? Do we go slowly and act carefully? Do we show humanity? Do we take a kind of a corporate approach, an overly lawyered approach? And if you look at the statements of many of the different universities, you see that they've approached this in many different ways, and some have done a much better job than others have.
All right, like who, for example, has done a much better job versus something different you'd like to see from another school?
Yeah, well, so I think, first of all, there's still a lot of work to be done to try and insert themselves in the narrative and define the debate here, right? So what they've all done is put out statements, and some of them have been a bit more active than others. The ones who have done it well, so Stanford, I think, is the university whose statement has been the most effective. It is the most human. They say that they're appalled by what has happened. They are very demonstrative in terms of what they will and will not tolerate, what they think has happened here. They are very clear about actions that they've already taken and that they plan to take. On the other end of the spectrum, you've got universities, Yale being one of them, that said, well, we think we're a victim here, has basically avoided taking any responsibility. Now, while they may not have been directly responsible as the administrators, they are certainly either are responsible or will be held responsible by the public for creating an environment where something like this is even possible. And so the fact that they're trying to avoid responsibility, play the victim card, is likely to hurt them pretty significantly.
We're speaking with Michael Meslansky, corporate communication strategist, also CEO of a company called Meslansky and Partners. He's based in New York City, talking about the college admissions cheating scandal and how schools can now try to manage this crisis. This won't be the last of it, I presume, because I think this guy, Rick Singer, claimed to have helped hundreds of kids get into schools. So if this is going to be one of those stories that trickles out drip by drip, how does a school manage that any differently?
Well, I think there are a couple different ways to look at that. So if you are a school that thinks that there are going to be more stories about this that come out, it's even more important to be out there and trying to communicate that, to try and say that you anticipate that there are other things, to actively investigate on your own in addition to whatever the authorities may be doing, and to try and get ahead of the story. Now, the problem with that still is that the public isn't going to necessarily appreciate the fact that all of these things happened before this initial story broke. And so one of the challenges that they'll face is, you know, how they manage this drip, drip, drip. I think in some ways the more interesting challenge is for universities that are not directly implicated in this, what do they do? Because, you know, we are in the public, as we read news stories, we may see certain names in the headlines, but we paint with a broad brush. We are going to hold all universities now accountable to a certain extent for having created this environment that we're reading about here. And so if I were in a university that didn't think that I had a problem, I'd be thinking about what I want to say about this, what I want to do about this anyway, so that I'm not put into that bucket with everybody else.
Thanks, Michael. That is Michael Meslansky, corporate communication strategist and CEO of Meslansky & Partners in New York City. By the way, lawsuits have started as well here with students seeking refunds on things like application fees to schools that rejected them.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.